Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's welcome back our buddy Nate Davis. Nate, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
Good. You guys are always good about playing the U2 walk-up music for you, so thanks.
We got you covered. Now you got to hit a home run, you know what I mean? But anyway, last night, you know, we're watching Kansas City, and they were here, you know, well, last week the Ravens were there, and Patrick Mahomes looked like vintage Mahomes. He threw 4 touchdowns. They were cooking, and it's like, hey, who's the best team in the AFC? And, you know, hey, watch out for the Chiefs. Well, they lose at Jacksonville. So the loss is more indicative, Nate, of what? That Kansas City is not, in fact, back, or that Jacksonville is, in fact, kind of real contenders this year.
Well, the internet gave me my favorite answer to that last night, and they said the Chiefs are winless since Taylor Swift's album dropped. Oh. So I thought that's got to be the reason. But I think give Jacksonville the credit. You know, Liam Cohen is going to be a front runner for Coach of the Year. Seems like he's got Trevor Lawrence pointed in the right direction. Obviously, had a great impact with Baker Mayfield last year, and Devin Lloyd, their linebacker, is looking like I think he was the AFC Defensive Player of the Month, and then he has that big night last night. I mean, they've gotten Travis Etienne unloosed. I mean, they're not the Jags that is really aren't flying under the radar anymore. But you know, this is probably all good news for the Ravens. Just how jumbled the AFC in general looks right now. You know, we'll find out if teams like the Jags and the Colts are really built for the long run, and obviously at some point they'll run into each other. But it's kind of fun now. Seems like you know, you can make a case for a lot of teams being atop the power rankings right now, with given what a mess, quote unquote, mess things are right now.
Nate, when you watch the Ravens right now, what do you see?
Well, I mean, I think it's what we don't see, right, Vinny? I mean, it's 4 All Pros on the inactive list, and a couple other Pro Bowlers, and all that salary cap money sidelined right now. I was at the game with the Monday night game they lost to Detroit, and I mean, even before all the injuries really started piling up, I mean, certainly there were defensive questions, and then
correct,
obviously.
Yeah.
Matt Ebwike injury again is a big part of that, and you really have to be kind of concerned what's going on with the front. I mean, it seemed like they finally had figured out or addressed their issues from last year on the back end, but now it's the front end that's failing them. So, but I mean, that being said, I think they're good enough to beat teams 40-35 when they don't fall apart in the fourth quarter. But I mean, the question is, I mean, are they really legitimately going to be a Super Bowl? You know, kind of contender, even if they get the offense going again.
What do you think about the Browns trading Flacco to the Bengals?
I like it. I mean, I thought the Browns had to do something. I mean, you know, Joe Burrow's not coming back probably for another 2 months at least. I thought it was silly people that were floating the Kirk Cousins thing, because we know the Bengals don't pay. But I mean, Joe Flacco's making $1.3 million, and he only got to pay basically $1 million of that. So I think you bring him in, you give your guys a shot in the arm. You know, he's going to go out there and unconsciously fling it to T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. And I think he just couldn't, you know, hope that Jake Browning was going to kind of revert to his 2023 form. I mean, eight picks in three plus games wasn't going to be viable. So, you know, I think, you know, as tight as the Bengals are with the purse strings, I think they also didn't want to waste the season after giving all that money to Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and giving Trey Hendrickson his raise. I mean, otherwise it's just going down the toilet and waiting for next year. I mean, there's too much football left to be played. So I applaud them for doing something proactive, which, you know, I think it's the third in-season trade the Bengals have made since the merger or something. So you know, good on them from that standpoint.
So, Nate, right now, the way it looks right now, the Bengals are going with two rookie quarterbacks as their 1 and 2 quarterbacks?
Yeah, it seems like the case, unless they're going to go back, trade back for Kenny Pickett or something. But it, yeah, I mean, that's the other part of this thing. Is Shador is now the backup in Cleveland. I watched the game pretty closely Sunday. I mean, I didn't think Dylan Gabriel did anything that was should play him out of that role. I mean, I thought it was a conservative game plan, and he was good about, you know, I think giving up on the plays he should give up on, you know, kind of that whole sometimes the best play in the NFL is a punt. I think they could afford to let him cut it loose a little bit more, but heck, I mean, they were winning with 25 seconds to go, and, you know, they're supposed to be able to win defensively on that team, and defense slowed him down there on the final drive. So, curious to see what more they have with Dylan Gabriel. Got to believe we'll probably see Shador at some point, and I think we should. I mean, they got to figure out what they have there with the two first-round picks next year, because, you know, if Dylan Gabriel's not going to turn into Tom Brady, or Shador isn't either, you got to think that they're probably going to be quarterback hunting again at next year's draft.
How about Pittsburgh sitting there at 3-1 in division? Everybody else got a losing record. You know, and do you think more than 9 wins the division, Nate?
Do I think more than 9 wins for Pittsburgh, or the 9 wins the division?
Wins the division.
I mean, maybe. I mean, like you said, it was the best kind of bye week is one where you pick up a game.
Right, absolutely.
So yeah, what a great weekend it was for Pittsburgh. I mean, I thought Pittsburgh, I kind of had them pegged at 11 wins, I think, this year. I think they won 10 last year with the Russell Wilson experience. So I feel like Aaron Rodgers is one win better than that. Like to see the offensive line play a little better. And, you know, we'll kind of see how that running game shakes out with the injuries and whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, I think kind of just process of elimination, you got to say that they're not only favorites, but, I mean, they are currently the division leaders. And, you know, they're going to run into some tougher games here. And they've got that big Aaron Rodgers-Packers reunion game at the end of the month. But I do think that, you know, and I thought this a month ago, I do think this team has enough to finally break through for that playoff win they've been waiting for almost 10 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.